This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman Suman K. Berry. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K.V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. M. Srinivas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. The newly appointed Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Ashok Kumar Lahiri, met the Prime Minister. During the meeting, Mr. Modi conveyed his best wishes to Mr. Lahiri on his appointment. The Prime Minister said that Mr. Lahiri's rich experience in economics and public policy will greatly strengthen India's reform journey and the journey towards becoming a Viksit Bharat. Campaigning for the second phase of West Bengal Assembly elections has reached a feverish pitch, with leaders from all major parties crisscrossing the state to woo the voters. With roadshows, rallies and fiery speeches, the battle for Bengal intensifies as voters prepare to cast their votes on Wednesday. Addressing a rally in Jamalpur, East Burdwan, senior BJP leader Amit Shah promised that if his party comes to power, the Uniform Civil Code and the 7th Pay Commission would be implemented. Speaking at a public meeting in Hooghly, senior party leader Rajnath Singh pledged 3,000 rupee assistance for women and filling of vacant government posts. Senior BJP leader JP Nadda, Nitin Naveen and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath held rallies across Burdwan and North 24 Parganas. Yogi Adityanath reminded voters of Bengal's role in India's freedom struggle and expressed confidence that the state would soon be free from what he called the syndicate of opposition parties. Senior Trinamool Congress leaders Mamata Banerjee and Abhishek Banerjee highlighted the party's legal battle that restored 32 lakh names to the voters' list and assured the people that there is no need to worry about exclusions. They also accused the central government of withholding development funds. Campaigning in Srirampur, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said while his party is committed to the constitution and unity, the BJP is pursuing the politics of hatred and division. At least 47 Maoists, including some women from Chhattisgarh, surrendered before DGP Shivdhar Reddy in Hyderabad today. Speaking on the occasion, DGP Reddy said the surrendered Maoists handed over 32 weapons in their possession to the police. He announced that those who surrendered will be provided with a rehabilitation package of 1.2 crore rupees, along with central government incentives and free health cards. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued detailed heat wave guidance and advisories in wake of the rising temperatures and above normal conditions across the country. It has informed that heat wave conditions will persist over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Kerala, Mahi and central India over the next 7 days. Further, coastal and eastern regions will experience hot and humid weather conditions, while warm night conditions may continue in northern plains, which may further increase discomfort levels and health risks. In IPL, Punjab Kings defeated Delhi Capitals by 6 wickets at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi today. Punjab Kings achieved the target of 265 runs in 18.5 overs. In another IPL match, Rajasthan Royals were 92 for 1 in 7 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.